a political tornado is swirling toward a western Washington legislative district. It's swallowing up money from political action committees and pummeling voters and the candidates with attack ads. The path the twister takes could determine control of the Washington State House. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Things could not have been more cheerful at a recent Federal Way Chamber of Commerce luncheon.
Get this party started!
It was as if the civic and business boosters mingling at the Twin Lakes Golf and Country Club were oblivious to the political storm clouds gathering over them. And yet, politics is exactly what had brought them here. This was a forum for the four candidates vying for the two House seats in the 30th Legislative District. The positive vibe carried to moderator Antonio Sanchez.
This legislative district and Federal Way has had great representation, will continue to have great representation.
What followed was an exceedingly polite half-hour Q&A with the candidates. They talked about education funding, transportation, and economic development. There was no mention of the political storm bearing down on the 30th in these final weeks before the election. You see, this suburban district between Seattle and Tacoma represents the bullseye in the battle for control of Washington's House of Representatives. If Republicans can hold these seats, they might be able to claim the majority. If Democrats can't pick up these seats, they could lose their nearly 20-year grip on the Washington House. While it might not have come up during the forum, the candidates here know the stakes are high.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's absolutely insane.
That's Republican Terry Hickel. She currently holds one of the House seats in this district after winning a bruising special election last year. Now Democrats are determined to win her seat back. Hickel says the leading edge of the political twister has already flung a few shingles into her path.
To have people say that me, a 20-year education supporter, would ever support a four-day school week? I don't know where they get this stuff.
Hickel expects the intensity of political attacks to increase in the coming weeks. Her Democratic opponent says the lashing from Republicans is well underway.
A lot of it has hit already.
Christine Reeves points to mailers being sent to voters in the 30th district that say she supports an income tax. She says she doesn't. The tagline in one mailer is, "Ignore the smile, protect your wallet."
I don't think anybody likes to be told that they can't be trusted by people who don't know them. I don't think anybody likes to be have implications that they're a thief or, you know, and that's what my opponent is saying about me, right?
It's actually the House Republicans Reagan Fund, a political action committee that's behind the mailers. The Reagan Fund is also hammering the Democrat in the race for the other House seat in the 30th district.
Moving Mike Pellicciotti just moved to town to run for office.
Pellicciotti says he moved to the district a year and a half ago and dismisses the attack as silliness.
It's what happens when an incumbent loses an election in the primary and they get desperate. They get desperate and they start talking about things that aren't important to the district.
Pellicciotti is referring to the fact that in the August primary, he won 52% of the vote over Republican incumbent Linda Kochmar. For her part, Kochmar says the negative ads, often paid for by outside groups, threatened to overshadow the candidates and their campaigns.
It's out of our control. It's going to get very nasty between here and the election. It's unbelievable the amount of money being spent. It's not necessary, especially not here.
It's a twister! It's a twister!
In the coming weeks, this political twister will deposit more negative mailers and TV ads into the mailboxes and living rooms of 30th District voters. But at the Chamber of Commerce event, the political flyers stacked on the welcome table forecast only sunshine. Photos of smiling candidates promising voters a champion, a problem solver, a hard worker, and a change agent. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
We're on the scene, we're living the wonderful wizard of Oz.